Post-game show here. Head coach Deb Field joins us just past 1 o'clock. 18-9 record on the season. Come back to beat Brookings here for fifth place, down 2-1. The four big seniors, Mandy, Mac, Chelsea, and Carly, they all had great games. 46 assists for Mandy, 23 kills for Mac, 14 kills for Chelsea, and 18 for Carly. Yeah. End on a winning note, and they all played extremely well today.
Right, and I thought besides those four that you're talking about, we had some kids come up with some great plays. You know, Cassie Horman, that play right there and that fourth set probably saved that set for us. You know, she doesn't make that play, who knows? So, I mean, just kids like that, you know, making serves, you know, Maggie getting a couple aces and Peyton setting really smart and getting a couple kills for us and Reagan setting blocks and, you know, Bridget coming up with some serving and some digs. And, you know, I think Sage had 12 digs for us tonight. I mean, just everybody played that role and played that role well. I thought we defended against Michaela Jewett very well tonight. You know, that was Leslie, Chelsea, Bridget, and Sage not letting her get any set or attack dumps down. I mean, she's amazing. And when you have your defense structured to stop that, you know that you're good, and she's very good. We had a hard time stopping number seven, but
Jewett had the one kill that they set her up for early on, and she had the one dump over. Besides that, it was stuff, block. Yep. I mean, that was, you know, what we talked about pregame. What was the problem a month and a half ago? And I think she was 10 for 10 yesterday.
Right, she was.
Huron, and you stonewalled her today.
Yep, and that you got to give our kids credit because that was part of our game plan. You know, they listen. We changed our defense again today. And for our kids to be able to adjust, I mean, it shows that they have a lot of experience. Plus, they trust in what we're trying to have them do in order to be successful.
So, outstanding way to finish. You're down 2-1. You wanted to play apparently as much as you could.
Well, these seniors did not ever want to stop playing together. They never wanted to. And I was giving them a little grief in the two timeouts I had to call saying, really, guys, come on, let's put this away. But they kept wanting to play together because they're going to really miss it.
I'm sure I'll ask you this Wednesday, what they're all going to be there at the depot.
They all told me they were coming as of a few days ago.
Should replay be implemented at the state tournament?
The replay? No.
No? Could it be if they wanted? Something down the line, specifically just down the lines.
That's why they have those people there, but
because
it was like
to see, or
well, there were some calls that against, you know, like line calls is what you're talking about, right?
Yes.
that didn't quite go our way, but I think eventually, I don't know, might even out a little bit. I mean, just like I was very irritated early in our match with Mandy getting called for some stuff that she hasn't been called for all year. I mean, I thought she played beautiful and, you know, I was okay with it for a while, but then when I saw some things happen on the other, you know, and it is what it is, and I let it go, and then didn't really happen again. So, you know, that's just part of coaching and part of officiating. I know they have a tough job. I'm married to an official. I know that, but I just don't think that officials should dictate momentum and outcome.
I mean, that one at the end there, that was big. You're up 14-10. And then they switch it, and it's 13-11. You call a timeout and just kind of, all right, we were coming up on match point there.
Right.
Now we have to kind of, you know, get back into it, and it's going to take a while here. So.
But I thought our kids did a great job of playing to win. You know, they were playing to win, and that's exactly what they wanted. And they played hard. I thought they played really well.
What are the matches that you think of with this group, the games? This one going to be? Near there, taking fifth place against the good Brookings team.
Right. You know, only a few teams get to end on a win in their seasons, and we fortunately have two. You know, we lost that first one, but then we won with two in a row, and I think that'll, you know, and we talked about it. It's the journey. It's the what we've been doing together for years and years, and those are the memories that those girls are going to take. Yeah, it's nice to win this one, but you know, the friendships and the teammates and all of those things that we've learned along the way, that's what they're going to remember.
And you look at the record book, Mac Miller's going to be at top for a long time. Mandy Schmidt, that may never be broken, over 3,000 assists. Carly with her blocks, Chelsea with her over 1,000 kills. So you look at the record book, and they're going to say these names and these years, and they're going to say, okay, look back at this era, and kind of that era that got Mitchell volleyball back to that level.
Yep, and what great role models for our younger girls. And we had some of those same girls here watching us. They begged their parents to bring them, and they were here and taking this all in. So, and I couldn't ask for a better bunch of kids.
Coach Debfield joining us. Thanks for coming up here.
You bet.
Up in Watertown, the steps, and here on the ridiculous steps.
So here's there's an elevator. I was good.
Yeah, here at least, an elevator's not too bad here.
And so we really appreciate you covering us all season long. Hope you had some fun.
I did. It was fun. I like doing it.
All right. Awesome.
We'll see you Wednesday night.
All right. Thank you.
Head coach Debfield joining us one last time. Mitchell, they beat Brookings in five to take home fifth place, 18-9 record.